Welcome to another episode on the Light It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again. How are you doing? It's the 10th day in the month of September, and I would have loved for this episode to just be about one person. It is about one person. This episode is about one person, but I also would be talking about something else today. Today is my mom's birthday. Yup. So many years ago, my mom was born, and ever since then, she has always celebrated her birthday on the 13th of September yearly. I hope she listens to this, but I wish her more life, more strength, more favor, blessings. You are a blessing, mommy, and I love you. Yeah. On today's episode, I'll be talking about something that I have always, you know, had in my mind, but for a while now, I just had that thought hammered in more frequently. Yes. So there's this devotional that I currently am reading, and it's about vision. It's about dreams. Okay, not dreams per se. It's about chasing the lion, yet doing that thing that you have always gotten scared of, that thing that has always terrified you, being able to eventually do it. And that devotional has a rider that says, if your dream doesn't scare you, it's too small. And genuinely, I can totally relate to that feeling of having something that you're wondering, how exactly am I going to do this thing? How exactly is this going to get pulled off? Are we just going to, you know, carry it out on our own? Would we need the help of others? What is going to be required of me? What are the processes I'm going to take? I have not count how many times I have had to, you know, process certain thoughts, because I'm like, what exactly is going to happen? This year's podcast run was one idea that genuinely scared me. I could not comprehend how I was going to start it. I could not comprehend how it was going to run. But I knew it was something that I had to do regardless. And it was something that I had to do, and it was something that needed to be done, something that needed to be achieved at the end of the day. But I was willing to take the first step. Yes, while the dreams are crazy, especially to people who did not have that dream, even to those who had the dream, because you're like, this is genuinely not normal. This is genuinely crazy. An example of a wild dreamer, or any dreamer at all, is Joseph. Yes, Joseph in the Bible. Joseph had dreams, and these dreams did not sit well with his brother. And there was something that his brothers failed to understand or failed to realize from his dreams. I don't know if it was bitterness, resentment that made them blind to see that. But there was a particular dream Joseph had, and his brothers were stars, and his parents were the sun and the moon, and they bowed down to him. But his brothers, in particular, did not like this dream. But then they failed to realize that they were stars, meaning they were very, very big and of relevance. They were not just ordinary. when we do not understand certain things, when we do not know why certain things are happening, when we do not know what this particular dream is supposed to fulfill, we may not fully place ourselves in the right position that would help us, you know, make that dream come alive. It would now lead to resentment. It may lead to bitterness, especially if you are not the dreamer. Yes, it's good to have wild dreams, but how often do we support the wild dreams of others? How often do we, you know, say, okay, you know what, this dream of yours, I'm willing to follow through with you on it. I'm willing to follow through with you on it. I'm willing to go to the very end, regardless of the fact that it is not mine. How many times have we shared our wild dreams to people, and after that moment, it just felt as if the drive and desire to carry on just went down. Like everything just literally went down. We were not able to, you know, do anything again. We were not able to achieve something again, because the people whom we shared these ideas with talked us out of it, made it look as if it was worthless and whatnot. You would have dreams, you would have ideas. Be very careful who you share these ideas with. Be very careful who you share these thoughts and dreams with, because the truth is, not everybody has the capacity to understand great things. And that's not even an insult or anything. It's truth. Not everybody has the range, for lack of better word, the range to understand wild dreams. But in all you're doing, keep having those wild dreams, keep having those thoughts, keep having those ideas. They would come to reality soonest, and everybody is going to be fine, everybody's going to do well, and the world is going to be a better place. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who also wants to listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.